This year, there are more South Asian candidates campaigning for political office in the U.S. than ever before. Take Nikki Haley, for example. She's running for governor in South Carolina. There are also six South Asian candidates for Congress. Commentator Sandeep Roy explores the new political clout of Indian Americans.
It's an only in America scene. An Indian-American candidate shaking hands with Chinese-American voters in a cavernous gymnasium. In the background, an older Chinese couple in full tux and gown sway to Tom Jones. And it's happening in Wichita, Kansas. Raj Goyal grew up there and now wants to be its congressman.
People ask me, how many Indian Americans are in your district? And I said, 10. And somebody said, 10%, that's not bad. I said, no, 10 people.
Wichita, Detroit, the Sacramento suburbs, these are not places you'd expect to be political launching pads for Indian Americans. Like Ami Bera, a physician running for Congress from California's 3rd District. He's raised more money than his Republican opponent.
That answered the viability question, and certainly that got the press interested in this race. Who is this guy?
The first Indian American elected to Congress was Dalip Singh Sondh, way back in 1956. Then, for almost 50 years, no one else, until...
Today we begin a new chapter in the history of Louisiana.
Bobby Jindal, congressman, governor. In this election, Nikki Haley is the Republican nominee for governor of South Carolina. And six South Asian Americans are Democratic nominees for Congress. Toby Chowdhury, a Democratic political strategist, realized things had changed when he was in New Hampshire for the last presidential primaries.
An Indian American auntie actually invited me over. I went to her home expecting to have some chai and samosa. Instead, there were dozens of Indian Americans debating about who they were going to vote for as a bloc in that Tuesday's elections.
Now there are Indian American lobbyists, fundraisers, campaign consultants, and PACs. The Democrats have the Indian American Leadership Initiative. Ajay Kuntamukkala is a member of the Indian American Republican Council.
There's a real shift in, I think, how the parties are treating Indian Americans, taking them much more seriously. People say, look, these guys have more to offer than medicine and technology.
The current candidates have great all-American resumes. High school football player, Iraq vet, doctors. But they still have those funny names. So they have to do the ethnicity balancing act. Raj Goyal salutes his hardworking immigrant parents. His mother is an obstetrician.
She's delivered 6,000 babies in this community over 30 years, and my parents came from nothing.
But still reassuringly American, Ami Bera.
I think that I have the best of both worlds, rooted in the values of family, of community.
And never let them forget you are running to represent Sacramento or Wichita, not Bangalore.
I am campaigning very hard on fighting outsourcing of Kansas jobs.
We've got to keep those jobs here because we have over 12% unemployment rate.
If you go too far in the balancing act, Indian American supporters will think you're ashamed of your mother's curry. Not far enough, and your opponent quickly brands you as the other, says Priya Murthy of SALT, South Asian Americans Leading Together.
There was the case of Surya Yalamanchili. His opponent made remarks questioning whether he could be elected because of his last name. And Raj Goyal's case, questions were made regarding the fact that he is not a Christian and even went so far as to call him a turban topper. And Nikki Haley received comments from another elected official who had called her a raghead.
In short, you aren't really American, are you? Though if the six South Asian Democrats running for Congress lose their races, it might be because they're Democrats, not because of their funny names. I guess that's progress. But win or lose, Ami Bera knows he's paving the way for the next wave of Indian American candidates.
That's a privilege to be in a position to inspire a generation. They should dream that they can be congressmen. They should dream that they can be senators.
And perhaps their names won't stand in the way. Unless you're the Indian American Republican Council's Ajay Kuntamukkala. Would that name work for a candidate?
It probably would not. I think there's some Indian names that are easier than mine. I think my last name is difficult by Indian standards.
But Sandeep Roy, that could work.
That is commentator Sandeep Roy. He's an editor with New America Media.